This is Keith, and I'll start with this month's editorial, written by the editor, Christopher Swan. And it starts with an Emily Dickinson poem. Dear March, come in. How glad I am. I hoped for you before. Put down your hat. You must have walked. How out of breath you are. Dear March, how are you? And the rest? Did you leave nature well? Oh, March, come right upstairs with me. I have so much to tell. Ah, March, the month when daylight goes further into evening and spring lurks in the hedgerows. It is now almost a year since the virus strolled across the globe, laid us all low and destroyed so many hopes and dreams. Like Kenneth Graham's mole, most of us have been confined at home, for our furry friend an underground burrow, for what seems like an eternity. Yet there is something in the air, and trembling on our lips is, hang spring cleaning. The sun will give its warmth again, and we will finally emerge blinking into its light, feeling as elated as mole. Soft breezes caressed his heated brow, and after the seclusion of the cellarage that he had lived in so long, the carol of happy birds fell on his dull hearing almost like a shout. Soon our river now in full flood, will wearily resume its banks, and we will stroll to its side and sit and eat and drink and wonder what it was that happened and why this rebirth feels sweeter than we imagined. Suddenly, he stood by the edge of a full-fed river, this sleek, sinuous, full-bodied animal, chasing and chuckling, gripping things with a gurgle and leaving them with a laugh to fling itself on fresh playmates that shook themselves free and were caught and held again. To be caught and held again, the worst of this has been the lack of contact, or shooting the breeze over bubbles or wine, our sociability knocked into the long grass of tedium. But there has been joy as well. Nature struts its stuff in the deserted countryside and re-enters places from which it has long been banished. My hope is it isn't pushed back again. There was, if you remember, a period in the summer when eating in restaurants was allowed and we were all served by masked men and women who we could actually talk to. And the vaccination effort has been nothing less than extraordinary. For me, a trip to the romance of the Kassam, a stadium more used to frantic crowds, where unserried ranks calmly and relentlessly pass through this new rite of passage. Surrounded by young helpers of such cheer and happiness, it felt more like a maternity ward. Who would have thought a year ago that the brightest light on the horizon would be a needle in the arm. But so it goes. A thanks to those who matter most. Your bulletin has been blessed through all these dark months with the talent and endeavour of the many who write the articles I hope some of you read. I want to give my thanks for their contributions and for putting up with my nagging. To Tom Stevenson, Fenella Galpin, Karen Washbourne, John Murphy, Sue Brown, Gillian Craig, Peter Clark, Val Siddiqui, Geraldine Galt, Bridget Hess, Dave Rushton, Linda Parkin, Pandora Huntingford, Keith Tibbs, Nikki Hulse, Andrea Powell, Liz Harrison, Patrick Gilday, and to all those who have selflessly contributed to previous issues. Huzzah! Without you, this magazine would not exist.